Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of The SD Show. This is episode 15 of The SD Show, and today we're here with the founders of Salam Fest. I'm here with Athar, Rohan, and Asin, and Salman. You know me as the host of The SD Show, and let's get rolling with the introductions. I'll let Asin start with the introduction.
Hey there, assalamu alaikum everybody. My name is Asin. I am currently a college student and also a small business owner, while also being part of Salam Fest.
Hello, assalamu alaikum everybody. This is Rohan. As you guys may know, me from Essence Studios. I'm a photographer myself. I'm also part of Salam Fest.
And hey guys, this is Athar. I'm a data engineer by profession, and I'm part of the Salam Fest team.
And hey guys, this is Salman. You guys know me as the host of the SD Show. I have multiple ventures, including MSD Media for wedding photography, MSD Commercial for commercial photography for your vendor cards, restaurants, and whatnot. And I'm also a co-founder of Salam Fest. Salam Fest enjoyed crazy success last event that we did. Shalimar Banquet was our first event, and the marketing was so scalable that we were able to like actually put in the effort and like see the results actually unfold in real time. We weren't expecting that much crowd, but Chicago showed up, and this is what we're gonna do at every event. We're gonna scale globally across the United States and the rest of the countries as well, inshallah, one step at a time. This is a whole mission. This is a whole like project that we have multiple people involved in, including masjids, including mosques. We helped to build local different mosques. And, you know, we helped with Ohala Foundation. Yeah. Last time we helped raise money for their new center, which they ended up acquiring. And now they're helping to like renovate the entire center, which we're going to be raising funds for at Salam Fest. We too, we're going to be also raising funds for the Becca Masjid, which is the Bosnian American Islamic Center. And amongst like other ventures that are Islamic and also supporting small businesses, Salam Fest is the best platform to support small businesses and also debut your small business. So basically, if you have a vendor card, if you are a company that started in the suburbs or in the Chicagoland area or anywhere else, you can sign up as a sponsor and have a booth and be a part of our programming as well. And then you can also get videos, you know, that we record, and then we just promote that on the Salam Fest page as well. We have crazy insights, and you know, the Salam Fest page, you know, it racks up a lot of the views and stuff like that, in addition to a lot of user engagement and interaction. So I'll let Asin, inshallah, tell us how we got started, you know, the Salam Fest venture. It was an evening, I remember,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no, it was the evening. I remember we sat down all together and we were, you know, just hanging out, and then we decided to talk about life, and then we were like, what are we going to do in the future and what should we do? And then we thought, how could we help the community, for like Chicago community, right? And then how can we, you know, help out people while also, you know, starting a business? So that idea popped up, you know, having that Muslim convention. I mean, there's only so much like conventions, right? Like Muslim conventions. So we were like, it's perfect idea, you know. Our main goal was we want to help small businesses showcase their, you know, their platforms and like their whole businesses, because I'm also a small business owner myself. I own Halagola and Limca House. So, you know, I always wanted like, you know, to be a part of like an event where my business is like properly like showcased. So along with helping our small businesses, we're also helping our local nonprofits like the Ohala Foundation and then all these other, you know, charity organizations as well.
Absolutely. I think those are really great points and kind of gives you an overview of how our journey started. And, you know, we're young people. We're like, you know, around like 23, 24, 25. I know Asin is the youngest, you know, but his business regimen and the way he operates, you know, within his vendor card and then, you know, within the Salam Fest platform as well is really inspiring. And we have, you know, continued to learn from each other and whatnot. And, you know, Athar, you guys might know that, you know, we went to like UIC together, you know, yeah. We were able to study together and whatnot. So we have this brotherhood that has continued into this business as well. And Athar, what are your thoughts about Salam Fest?
No, Salam Fest is an amazing platform. One thing like, you know, that kept me going was we started boost like 10 new business cards and vendors at our first event. So that was like a really like amazing experience. Like, absolutely. And the reviews we got from them, that was like motivation for us to like keep going.
Absolutely.
So like, I mean, that's one of like, you know, things I took from that event. And even this current event that we're going to be hosting, inshallah, we're going to have 20 new businesses that are going to be starting, inshallah.
Inshallah. It's going to be great for them. You know, we're going to help them out as like event organizers, you know, make sure they're properly showcased. We're also inviting influencers as well, so they can try out their products as well. So overall, you know, it's going to be a great event. We can't wait. July 19th, July 20th. We hope everybody comes and, you know, enjoys the event.
Yeah, and alhamdulillah, like, the crowd showed a lot of, like, support, too.
Absolutely,
like,
yeah.
First event, we didn't know, like...
Chicago showed up.
Like, we, sure. Like, till the last moment, we were like, oh, if anybody's going to come.
Yeah, I mean, it was a gamble, right? Yeah.
Right, yeah.
And, but the turnout, alhamdulillah, like, it was overwhelming. And people loved us. We also got featured in Pakistani news channel.
Oh, yeah.
Pakistani news channel. That was
crazy.
And Turkish channels with Anadolu Agency, which we were featured on and whatnot. And it's just been an amazing journey to see how Salam Fest has grown from an idea in a basement that kind of, you know, just blossomed into this beautiful thing where small businesses were able to debut and actually, like, earn so much, you know, praise, exposure, and, you know, monetary benefit from the last Salam Fest. And every Salam Fest, we're going to carry this spirit of supporting small businesses, of kind of, you know, sort of debuting them at Salam Fest and whatnot. And we do give privileges to, like, you know, these upcoming small businesses as well, you know, and helping them navigate their journey forward as they get inquiries for weddings or for different events that they, you know, can get booked up on and whatnot. And, you know, I would also like to mention that, you know, me and Rohan, we've been in this, like, wedding industry for, like, a long time now, you know.
I wanted to also, like, you know, mention that, like everybody mentioned over here that, you know, we wanted to help out small businesses mainly. It's just, like, because me and Salman, we are, like, photographers and videographers. We go to, like, different events and see people, like, you know, trying stuff out and, like, you know, different vendors, different carts. So we had this idea that, like, we wanted to kind of help out with the content creation as well.
Yeah.
And that's a big thing because a lot of these different cart vendors and, like, you know, different vendors, they ask us to make their videos, their photos at the end, like, you know, they want to post it on their social media, get some engagement, also get some growth. So we really focus, like, on the Salam Fest that, like, we provide them with the media, with the, you know, social media coverage, with their like engagement. That's like a big boost for them through Salam Fest, like, platform.
Yeah.
I remember, like, our first event, we went to Kawa House.
Right.
We went to, like, so many different, like, you know,
I mean,
restaurants and
it was surreal for me, right?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, Kawa House was a place where I used to go with my friends and, like, you know, I actually really love this cafe and, you know, turning them into our client.
100%.
I mean, it's surreal.
Big achievement,
right? Absolutely.
Bro.
And then a lot of other businesses as well. And I do want to say, you know, these vendors as well, we want to thank each and every one of you for trusting us and for, you know, like, coming to us and having be a part of Salam Fest. I mean, we started from, again, from zero, and then we just threw out this idea, and overnight, you know, it turned into, like, a like one of the biggest summer nights in Chicago ever.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, thank you for trusting us and being a part of Salam Fest. We have appreciated every vendor for, you know,
And everybody trust makes us, like, you know, more stronger, makes us, like, motivated, and, like, you know, that's why we work as a team, and, like, we're trying to build, like, a bigger team so we could also, like, get into bigger space, like, bigger states, you know. And I know, like, we have a lot of different fans from different states that want to have us there, like, at the, like, you know,
Wisconsin, New Jersey,
St. Louis, like, different,
Absolutely. People have been reaching out from all corners of the United States, and, you know, they saw how much we were able to scale from just one event, and they've been really excited to invite us to their different states and whatnot, and, you know, kind of hold our event out there and whatnot. So, guys, kind of venturing into the next segment, I want to ask you guys from your individual journeys, you know, you guys have, you know, completed your university programs. You guys have, like, you know, kind of ventured into different spaces, whether it be the wedding spaces or, you know, it be like the restaurant spaces and whatnot. How do you guys define and measure success?
I'll start. I mean, the way I define and, like, measure this success is, you know, when I went to college, you know, I was always looking for, you know, to make connections, right? And being a part of Salam Fest, I have made so many connections. I mean, we've had meetings with millionaires, right? And
absolutely.
They're big connections, right? Because you learn a lot from them. I mean, I remember, you know, as a college student, like, trying to apply for internships, and they always said, make connections. You got to make connections and all that. So, I mean, just the amount of love that we received and the connections that we've made was definitely huge for me as a student and also, like, you know, a small business owner. So that's definitely been big for me.
Totally.
Absolutely. So basically how I define and measure success is the amount of effort you put into it, you know, and then the results that you get. It's not all about that. The success, the definition of that and the measurement of that is what you attain in the journey. So say you're networking with a person, right? And you're able to gain so much information from them and whatnot, you know? Absolutely. And then, okay, you have like a set goal that, you know, they're going to be coming to Salaam Fest and whatnot, right? So that's going to happen. Like you are going to be successful, inshallah, on that day. But what does the journey hold, right? Like, you get so much information and so much knowledge, and there's a whole knowledge exchange happen. There's a whole knowledge exchange that happens between like two quality people who know, like, you know, what they're doing and whatnot, right? And it could be in any space. And even if they're not, even if they don't know what they're doing, at least there's exchange of ideas taking place, absolutely, right? And you can sort of try them out and experiment and see. For us, Salaam Fest, to start off, it was an experiment. We did not know, wallahi, like, you know, if it would, I mean, turn into this,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 100%.
Like, we told each other, hey, tomorrow we're on this, so be ready. And, you know, in, I think 18 days, was it? We, like, took over Chicago.
Absolutely. You know, we're known in the community for having these events in less than 3 weeks, you know? If we're able to have these small vendors, you know, debut and, you know, kind of displayed themselves at our Salaam Fest and whatnot in a short amount of time. So hats off to you guys as well, you know, especially with Salaam Fest, we too, there was a lot of like, you know, paperwork and things involved with the village of Schaumburg and whatnot. Yeah. You guys showed up, you guys, you know, took proper care of it and filled the forms and whatnot and submitted it. And we, you know, kind of really respect you for that, you know.
Absolutely.
And I'll let Athar kind of like describe his definition.
So for me, like, measuring success is about leaving an impact. Like, with Salaam Fest, absolutely, like, you know, we actually left an impact. Like, if you just talk about this, and even long-term wise, like, whatever business venture you start, it's all about making an impact. Like, how you change, like, you know, certain, how you change your business in certain communities. And, like, not necessarily, like, only the Desi and Muslim community, but, like, even other people, other, like, groups of communities as well. So that's one thing, measuring success. And also, like, as Salman said, that putting effort into something and then seeing the results of it. Like, that's really important. A lot of people, like, are scared to take that first step.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
A lot of people. Like, even, like, within my friend group, I've noticed, like, you know, we had to, like, push some people to, like, you know, take the action to, like, start something of their own or be creative within their own space, whatever they wanted to start. So, like, that's that, I think, like, you know. And also, like, once you decide on an action, you have to, like, be like, forward towards it and not, like, think of the consequences later. Like, you know, just
take that risk.
Take that
risk. Bigger the risk, bigger the reward.
Even,
right?
Even, not even that, even, like, smaller steps. Like, some people don't like taking smaller steps.
100%.
You know, they want to, like, reach at that level, like, really quick, really fast.
It's all about the journey, bro.
It's all about the journey.
Right.
Like, even personally, I would say, like, you know, seeing so many TikTok reels and Instagram reels, people are, like, just, you know, boosting up their, like, people are just showing crazy stuff, big houses, cool cars.
Yeah, definitely.
But that kind of, I believe, like, ruins the mindset of the younger generation.
100%. Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, it's not always real. They display a fake image to the world when, you know, it takes way more than that. It takes actual hard work. Like, you cannot become rich overnight. You cannot gain success overnight. You have to work towards it. And I feel like one thing that I want to mention is that people see the post-success. Mm-hmm. People see the, you know, output of the event, but people don't know the behind the scenes.
Yeah. The amount of work that
went in.
Yeah.
Overnight.
Right.
Also, I'm not saying that we're successful.
Yeah.
We're working towards it.
We're
working towards it together.
Most of the time.
You know, and also one more thing I would like to mention, a team is really important.
Yeah.
And everything, that's what I've learned. Like, some people, like, even me personally, I thought that, okay, I'm going to do something. I'm going to do it, like, you know, solely. Like, I'm not going to, like, have anyone in because it's so hard to, like, manage.
Yeah.
But, like, working with a team, I actually learned that, okay, it's really important to have a team. Everybody brings their own skill sets.
Absolutely.
And once you find the right group of people, like, that's how you scale. Like,
absolutely.
You divide the responsibilities.
Absolutely. Divide and conquer.
Divide and conquer.
Yeah.
And even you can, like, you know, help each other in between as well. Like, doesn't necessarily have to be, okay, like, that's solely your responsibility.
I mean, for Salaam Fest, like, people say, like, you actually must be, like, a really big team, right? But
right.
No, we're actually us four. right? And we, the way we do it, I mean, it's a lot of work that goes into event organizing, especially at this big scale. And you know, us four, the way we do it is very impressive, I would say, because the, like the way we divide the work up, I mean, we have different professions, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some people go with social media, some people go with outreach. You know, all of that combined, you know, that teamwork is
absolutely. And you know, like we bring our own skill sets to the table as well. You know,
yeah.
Rohan and me being in the creative industry and whatnot, like all this filming stuff, right? Like filming
marketing.
The vendors and whatnot, marketing and whatnot. That's second nature for us, you know.
Yeah,
for example, like say a group of uncles that might be holding like, you know, certain festivals or, you know, might be doing certain events and whatnot. They're going to have to like allocate those responsibilities and hire different people, right? Like maybe they don't have those same skill sets, like, you know, comparatively. But what we're doing is like we're joining forces to build this like
yeah.
exceptional team that will like, you know, bring every skill set and kind of like, you know, let it shine, right? Let our skills shine as we sort of like work towards the output and whatnot. So this has been an amazing conversation, and you know, and our very interesting points have been raised and whatnot. So kind of venturing into the next part of the podcast, I want to ask you guys, where do you guys see yourself in the next 5 years?
You guys want to start?
Yeah, I'll go ahead. That's a very good question, bro. The thing is, like, you cannot, like, you can have the vision, but, like, what matters is, like, the work you put in, like, for to get there is very much important. And I wanted to get that, like, you know, point in that, like, you know, if you, as others said, like, you know, if the team is very important and, like, you know, building a team is very easy, but, like, to get the right ones is the hardest part. And, like, to have that chemistry with everybody, like, you know, even within us, like, if you see, like, we have that chemistry, like, everybody
right.
knows their job, like, what they're
yeah.
doing, and, like, you know, they go after, like, we don't have to call each other, like, again and again to get that, like, point out and stuff. So I just wanted to, like, point that out that, like, you know, having that team and, like, the chemistry is very important for that. And, yeah, I mean,
yeah.
that's very important. Like, and 5 years, like, you know, you can never, like, know where you're going, but it's just like a journey, you know, just
yeah.
enjoy the journey and like, you know, get on it.
I believe personally, like, it's about manifestation.
Mm.
So if you, like, for example, like, I've manifested my goals for the next 5 years. Like, I want to be good at my job, of course, and then have other ventures or other things started for me, at, like, personally, you know, and reach at a certain level where I have financial freedom. Like, that's my personal, like, 5-year goal.
Right.
Because I believe once you, like, have a certain goal, you know, by a certain time
yeah.
limit, then only you're going to work hard
absolutely,
toward,
yeah.
toward it. Like,
yeah.
right.
you know, if, like, if, for example, they're, like, I know the, some people in my friend group, like, if you ask them, they're going to be, like, they're going to be really vague. So, like, my uncle actually, like, he owns a dentistry in Elgin. So, I was having a conversation with him, and he told me that you have to set a number. Like, he asked me, how much do you want to make this year? I was like, I don't know. He's like,
yeah.
no, that's not how it's going to work.
Well, that's a number.
If you, for example, 100K, 200K, 300K, if you, like, I'm not saying you have to, like, you know, just think of that number.
Yeah.
But if you have to set that for yourself, only then you can actually, like, you know, find ways. Okay, how are you going to be able to manage it?
100%.
How will you be able
yeah,
to
absolutely.
Earn it? By different things, not necessarily like just your job, just like different things. There's alhamdulillah, like Chicago community is like amazing, and there are real hustlers out here.
Yeah,
like I was in Peoria just the other day, and like one of my wife's cousin, he told me that in Chicago, you guys are hustlers. Like, you know, you guys actually like
yeah.
you know go for everything. Like, even if you just see in Lombard, like
yeah.
you know, there's every day. New Muslim business is opening up, and even like not only in Lombard but like around this problem area.
Yeah.
So like, you know, people are actually like working towards their goal. Some people are quitting their 9-to-5s once they have a comfortable amount of money, and
right.
then investing in a business. Of course, that requires like
right.
work. That requires
yeah.
like
capital.
Discipline, capital, everything. So they got to a point. They were like, okay, we're comfortable branching out.
Right.
So then they started branching out.
And alhamdulillah, I think your point, I wanted to, like, you know, say that, like, you know, by doing, like, what we are doing right now, we inspire a lot of, like,
right.
young folks.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, if you are young and like you're lost, like what you want to do, if you want to go to college, you want to do whatever, I would say just like get into everything, try everything, you know,
yeah.
And alhamdulillah, everything, you know, at the end works out.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't, you know, you could always like, you know, find different ways to do it and like, you know, just be inspired and like, you know, just keep going and get to work, you know.
Yeah. And like me personally, like I can relate to that because, you know, when I was like 17, 18 years old, I told myself I want to be different from the rest. I opened my first business up at the age of 17. I started a clothing brand. I tried these little ventures out, and I'm not saying I'm well. You know, I failed multiple times, right? And with each failure, I learned, and that was more important to me than succeeding. Because when you learn from your failures, you apply that to your next ventures, and then you just learn from that, and then you scale that to like being successful. And you know, the 5 years part where I see myself in 5 years. I think it's changed for me, honestly. When I entered college, I only had like small business, but like I started Halla Gola. I don't know if you guys know, but the Chicago's Gola Ganda Cart, and then also the Limca House. I also opened that up, and then now doing Salam Fish, and I also have other online e-commerce businesses as well. So you know, with that said, I mean, things have changed now for me. It's like, you know, like what I'm learning in college, I have taught myself everything. Me personally, and this is all about perspective, I'm not saying don't go to college or don't do anything like that, but me personally, I feel like I have taught myself everything for business. So where I see myself in 5 years is expanding these businesses, scaling them, and then, you know, not having to work a 9-to-5, but working for myself.
Absolutely. I think those are really, really nice points raised by every one on the panel, mashallah.
Yeah.
And, you know, I would kind of like to dissect all these points and, you know, kind of categorize them together for myself as well, since like, you know, as Athar mentioned, you know, like as when you have like a quantifiable goal, right? When you have like a number that you want to get to at the end of the year, you're going to do anything to reach that number.
Absolutely.
So if you have to sign up for Uber and, you know, kind of hustle with that to reach that number, you are going to do that, you know? So that's always helpful to have like a quantifiable goal in mind. And then, you know, as Asin said, you know, alhamdulillah, you know, we're multiple like business owners and whatnot, you know, to be honest, it's really, you know, easy and convenient to do business in the Muslim community of the Chicagoland area, because, you know, there's so much support.
Yeah. I mean,
it's network, right? It's the power of your network, right? I did not even, you know, have photography as a business until I started it up with Rohan. You know, he kind of gave me the push and whatnot. And you guys have seen the amazing journey unfold on MSD Media. And, you know, we've kind of spoken about that on the past podcasts as well and whatnot. So kind of scaling that in the next 5 years, inshallah, as well. Being a better Muslim, you know, being a father, inshallah, in the next 5 years. And, you know, just seeing all my homies grow and succeed, you know, because there's no fun in just like winning by yourself. You know, we all eat. We all win, you know. This is the whole spirit of small businesses, having our Muslim brothers, you know, doing their different vendor cards and whatnot, and you know, having our Muslim businesses succeed and just earn, you know, way more than they could ever like imagine, right? That is the beautiful, like, you know, actual spirit that
right.
the Salam Fest, you know, aims to convey and whatnot. And
we're
really, yeah, go ahead.
Like we actually go together, you know. Like,
absolutely,
like,
yes, absolutely. And we're gonna be holding this spirit for the future Salam Fests and
yeah.
you know, whatever business venture we come in and whatnot, you know, if you see us anywhere, you know, if you see us on social media and whatnot, you know, say salam, you know,
yeah.
we're you know open to helping anyone in whatever journeys they have, right? If they need like mentorship or for opening up like a new vendor card, right? For example, if they want to debut a Salam Fest or if they're trying to get into like the wedding spaces and whatnot, if you're trying to open up something, hit us up, you know,
yeah.
a lot of our friends, you know, we give them the
yeah.
push and whatnot.
And like,
you
I
know?
Just want to add to that. I mean, I've had a lot of people reach out to me. They were like, hey, you know, I was wondering if you can help me out. Like I have a new small, like a new business. You know, I'm having trouble marketing it. I'm having trouble scaling it. I was like, hey, well, you reach the perfect person, right? Like come to Salam Fest, showcase your business.
Absolutely.
And you know, even in the last one, I mean, it helped them so much, right? And then even this time, like, you know, we're all about helping people.
Absolutely.
You know,
and then
so.
Salam Fest, you know, it's led by young people. And that's
yeah.
why we have young ideas flourish, right? If you get like a mentorship done by, done through us, like we have like, you know, videos and photos, you know, that are being done for you. You have like project plans that are being done for you, projections and whatnot, you know, for your business, you know. We have like, you know, automation tools and whatnot in this upcoming automation wave and whatnot that kind of separates us from all other festivals out there, because our true true mission is to help small businesses,
and,
right?
I wanted to add that, add a point to that, that, like, you know, if you are a small creator and, like, you know, and even, like, in other space, like, if you any, like, provide any service and also want to collab with us, you know, we could, like, just hit us up and feel free to, like, kind of, you know, talk it out. And like,
I got all my media shoots for my business from MSC Media and Essence Studio. So they're, I mean, they're...
Even for our next event, we are, you know, having some people, like, you know, they want to come out and, like, get a collab and, like, you know, film, videos, photos, whatever, you know, if you guys are a photographer, videographer mainly, just come on and, like, you know, join the team. And, you know, feel free to reach any of us out.
Going back to one point that Salman made, like, let's skip the business talk and everything. Family is really important. You know, family plays a huge role. Like,
absolutely.
For example,
absolutely.
Whether it be mother and father or your significant other, they're supportive. That gives you, like, an extra, like, boost to your confidence
100%.
And your motivation, your drive about how you go about certain projects that you have going on in your life, whether it be business related or, like, anything. Like, so I would, like, you know, encourage everyone to, like, make good connections with your family if you don't have, like, you know, for some people in your community, like, they're not close to their mom and dad, or, like, they give you good guidance as well. Like, they have years of experience.
So guys, we're super excited to host Adam Saleh and Whoop Finesse at the Salaam Fest V2. It is going to be an amazing experience, and we're going to sort of, you know, have like reflections over how it went and whatnot, you know.
Yeah.
Salaam Fest V2 is currently scheduled to be held at the Ventures Field in Schaumburg on July 19th and 20th. And inshallah, this podcast will probably post it after that. So, you know, you guys will probably be able to enjoy and love the successes of Salaam Fest V2, inshallah. So guys, I want to ask you, what do you think, like, you know, these influencers hold? Like do they hold like a power in our community? Do they hold like influence in our community? And what kind of responsibility goes with it, right? And in context of Salaam Fest, right? Like, what can they do to help small business?
So, I mean, so I've been in contact with, you know, both Adam Seller and Hoofiness. And, you know, Hoofiness, when they told me, he was like, I've been getting so many messages from people in Chicago. They were saying, when are you coming and all that. So, you know, these influencers, the thing about them, they do have an impact, right? Because people watch them, they follow them. And, you know, it's cool because, I mean, like, for us, like, you know, like, if you see a celebrity or, like, influencer, you know, we want to take a picture with them as well, you know, like, to like, get the community, like, to come together.
Right.
For vendors, I feel like it's a great opportunity for them because, let's say you have a vendor, like, if you're selling, like, products, right? They come to your vendor stall and they try the product and they put it on their video. And if they post it on their story, that's, you know, that's exposure for you. Exposure is very important in the business world. And, you know, with these influencers, you know, first of all, it's bringing the community together. And second of all, it's showcasing businesses at a higher platform.
No, I believe, like, nowadays, like, social media is everything.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
You, everybody scrolls on Instagram. Everybody, like, is on Snapchat. So, of course, like, these influencers do have a really big impact. And a lot of people, like, do influencer marketing.
Yeah.
So this is kind of similar to that. We're bringing them to our event. And inshallah, like, that's going to boost the success rate of the vendors that we have. That's going to, like, pull more crowd in. Like, they're going to have fun. They're going to meet their favorite celebrities.
Yeah.
Like, me personally, I was really a big fan of Adam Saleh.
I was too.
I believe we all grew up watching,
watching his videos. Yeah. Absolutely.
Adumi Gang, if you're having
I mean, it was like, you know, right?
It's, like, I used to come out of school.
Yeah.
I used to watch
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
And even the pranks that they did.
They were
so Slim, Fousey.
Also, to add to that, I mean, I felt like it was a very big accomplishment in my life. I don't know if you guys felt that too, but, you know, from where we started to now bringing the people that we used to watch
100%.
To our event, you know, that's big.
It's real. It's definitely big. And, you know, coming back to the influencers point, I think they do hold exceptional power in the community where a lot of the community watches them and appreciates them for who they are. They have been following them for a lot of the different years, you know, and whatnot. And now kind of venturing into the next part of the podcast, I want you guys to kind of reminisce, right? I know for a lot of us, you know, we're immigrants, right? And basically,
holding something at this scale, right, as an immigrant is huge for us, right? For a lot of us, right? Like the way we had our journeys in Bullerbrook and whatnot, the way we came from just like, you know, being like, you know, really like quiet kids in like the lunchroom and whatnot to having these big platforms where we can voice the power of small businesses and the, you know, whatever people want to platform, right? Whatever Muslim brothers and sisters want to platform, we have something for that.
Absolutely.
Do you guys want to share something on, you know, us being an immigrant and, you know, where, like, you know, this kind of journey takes us?
Yeah, like, you know, us coming to, like, United States was a huge thing. And, like, I remember being, like, you know, very nervous throughout the whole process, like, not knowing people around here and, like, you know, not knowing family, like, you know, and going to a different, like, school, different, like, you know, living in a whole different area, place, leaving your country behind and, like, you know, starting from scratch, you know, like, starting your whole life from scratch. So it was definitely hard, but, like, you know, like I said, like, if you have a focus, if you have a dream, it's very, like, you know, achievable in United States for sure. And I'm speaking from my own personal experiences, like, you know, if you build, like, you know, right connections around you and, like, the right people around you, it's very easy, you know?
No, 100%. Like, even I agree to that. Like, it was a pretty big step. Like, it's a whole culture change, like, for us. Like, I remember, like, I went to high school the first day, and I don't know what was going on. Like, the system is different, you know? But living here, making friends, and, like, you know, having that connection within the community that we have built, like, these last 7-8 years,
100%.
It's really strong.
Yeah.
Like, and it's really, like, helpful as well. Like, I learned from Salman, I learned from you, I learned from Asim.
And we all learn from each other.
Yeah, we all learn from each other. And, like, seeing other people become successful, I take it as my motivation that,
absolutely,
you know, okay, like, we can do that too. Like, you know, what steps they take, like, learn from them, you know, whether it be social media, whether it be, like, in a, you know, culture, professional setting, anything. Like, you learn so much.
Yeah, it's all about figuring it out, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, and I believe we all figured it out, like, and we're still figuring it out, like,
absolutely, absolutely.
Step by step.
And I want to, like, raise 2 points here, community and faith, right? Community gives us the power to grow, right? To, like, transcend different boundaries and to hold each other in times of struggle, right? We have, like, different vendors. We had, like, Salam Fest, we won. We had, like, vendors that were, like, struggling in their business and whatnot, right? And they couldn't afford to, like, you know, pay as much and whatnot. You know, we were able to work something out for them where they were able to, like, you know, give us some value and we had an exchange of value and whatnot. But they kind of, you know, saw the power of community. They never saw, like, that many customers in one place, right? So that's what Salam Fest kind of envisions for the community and whatnot. And the last thing is faith, right? Faith kind of holds us together even when our differences become, like, really severe, right? For example, it's completely human thing, right? We're different people with different mindsets, with different journeys and whatnot. You know, we're bound to kind of run into some differences and whatnot from time to time and whatnot. But what keeps us together and what keeps us grounded is faith. Because we know at the end of the day, we're Muslim brothers, right? Whatever business indifferences we have, whatever disagreements we have, we're going to put that to the side. And when it comes to praying together, you know, kind of like saying salam to each other, right? Wishing peace upon each other, right? That is the definition of salam. And, you know, we have these systems built within our beautiful faith and whatnot. And I think one of the most... you know, like, one of the immense things that has made us successful is our faith, is being Muslim, you know, is kind of holding on and sharing on to this, you know, identity of being Muslim.
Supporting the right cause.
Absolutely.
So I completely agree with your point, and I wanted to add to that, you know, like, for me, especially throughout my whole life, faith has been, you know, the top most priority. I mean, you know, even in the Sunnah of our Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I mean, he also was a businessman, right? And you know, the thing about business, why it's so, like, it's so beautiful, is because you rely on Allah, right? Because, like, if you're working for somebody, you know, you're just gonna work for him 9 to 5 and then go home, make that money, right? But in business, you need to rely on Allah to make that successful. And for me, you know, like, I didn't have much of a time to really work. In an environment, I've started business at a young age, so I've always relied on Allah to make that successful. And then, you know, that has kept me going. You know, it's for me, there's three things: faith, hard work, and patience. Even the Quran, it says, "Inna Allahumma sabirin," indeed Allah is with the patient. So, I mean, it's just beautiful how it all ties together. And then, you know, at the end of the day, you know, Islam is really critical point of everything, success and everything.
100%.
Yeah,
absolutely. And that's where the word Salam Fest, you know, Salam comes from. You know, it's like peace, right?
Peace.
You know, we want to envision peace for small businesses, for our community leaders, you know, for the Muslim influencers and whatnot, to have a shared platform, to have a shared sense of identity in the Chicagoland area and beyond, right? So this has been like, you know, a really inspiring discussion with my fellow panelists, Ahsan, Rahan, Atar. You know, we're live on the SZ show right now, the 15th episode, and this is official. We're launching this podcast, inshallah, in the upcoming days and whatnot, and you guys will kind of have an opportunity to listen to our stories and watch this podcast video as well. Please support us at Salamfest USA on Instagram and TikTok. And we have ventures on Facebook as well, where we're active in many Muslim Chicago land groups and otherwise and whatnot. And if you guys are watching us or listening to us from different states, and you want to get involved, or you want us to come to your state and hold something of this scale, please let us know. Please reach out at Salamfest USA. Any inquiry you have, if you have something that is completely crazy, right, that you're not sure is gonna go well in like a model like this, please reach out. We're flexible, we're friendly, we're always here to listen to you and make sure that your dreams kind of envision into reality.
100%. Absolutely. And you know, with that said, Chicago, you have been lovely for us, man. I mean, we really appreciate everything this community has you know, done for us, supported us, vendors, people, everyone, right? And then, you know,
absolutely. And I think we kind of underscored our impact, right? Because when we had like a lot of these vendors, you know, their families just like, you know, smiling together and having like a fun time, you know, with their successes in Salam Fest and whatnot, right? So many came to like congratulate us after the event and whatnot, right? And they were so happy, wallahi, like, you know, a lot of them sold out as well. You know, a lot of them had newfound exposure from different communities. Whereas, say, for example, one vendor, they would do like, you know, just Desi Bazaars and stuff like that. Now they did something like Salam Fest, where they had exposure from the Arab community, from the Latin community, from the African-American community.
That's true.
So this is what we do. Our marketing runs wide into multiple communities, into multiple models and whatnot. So we're here to work with you. Please let us know if you have any questions. And with this, I kind of have to conclude this podcast. And it's been a pleasure talking to you guys. And I hope, you know, you guys enjoyed listening to us as well. I'll have any small, like, you know, final tidbits from you guys, whatever you guys want to say, speak your heart out.
You know, just keep going. And just never give up. Always believe in yourself, because, man, it's you against the world. You can do anything you want in life if you believe in yourself. And three things that I always, this is my advice to everybody, like young people and all that, that want to start new things. Faith, you know, tawakkul in Allah, always having that, you know, reliance on Allah. And then hard work, you know, being different from the rest. You know, trying new things and just being ambitious. And then patience. Always be patient. Allah is, you know, near you. He's testing you. And you will see a lot of tests. You will see a lot of failures, but that doesn't mean you give up. You keep going. And then, inshallah, like, you know, if you follow those three things, sky's the limit and the world clears up for you. And, you know.
Absolutely, man. Like, you know, hearing all this inspirational talk, I'm like, when is this dude getting married? Like, God.
You know, I just gotta, you know, I see a lot of people, though, like, you know, like, in, especially in our community, the, like, people my age, they're sure, like, doing other stuff and all that, which is, you know, me personally, I'm not about that lifestyle. I am about, you know, building right now currently, so in the next 5 years I can provide that lifestyle for my future family. Building right now.
That's basically like the end goal, to be
100%.
To have like a family and give your time to your family.
Absolutely.
100%. You know, that's what most people like work towards.
That's what we built towards. You know, that's been the tradition of our, you know, of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, the way he worked for his family, the way he kind of like, you know, envisioned, you know, how community would look like and whatnot, right? And how businesses would flourish and whatnot, you know. So we try to follow as much, you know, as possible. And, you know, we try to like, you know, keep Islam and, you know, our faith at the center of what we do, you know, and, you know, inshallah, we always want to aim to have it that way. And, you know, as far as small businesses go, you know, like we're all for small businesses, you know, to support them,
small
to create them, you know, to like kind
also,
of.
Also, I wanted to throw one point out, very important. If you are, you know, seeking Islam, if you are someone new to Islam, if you want to like discover Islam, feel free to come to our event. You know, Wahala Foundation, last event that we held,
yes,
we had like 3 people converted to Islam.
And we're right there at Salam
right
Fest.
There at Salam Fest. That was like a very big spill.
I mean,
very,
I think that was the highlight of our
yeah.
I think absolutely. I think nothing can top this. You know, nothing, like, even like $1 billion cannot, you know, compare to people accepting Islam. That is the biggest thing
and
in the world.
And that's why I believe, you know, our event, like, brings us, like, so much barakah and, like, you know, bring a lot of people together. That's very important, you know.
Absolutely.
So I encourage, if you are, like, the one seeking Islam, if you want to, like, discover Islam, feel free to come to our event and, like, you know.
We can't wait to have you guys.
Yeah, we can.
And also, from my end, some final points I want to throw out is, like, we, like, it's all about hard work. We have setbacks.
Yeah.
Okay? Like, every business has setbacks. 100%. But how you learn from it and how you, like, take things forward is what defines, like, your growth, you know? That's what I feel personally. And also, like, study from your religion. Like, learn from your religion and also learn from your elders.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, what they say, be a sponge to everything.
Right.
Be a sponge to
soak
people.
Everything.
Yeah, soak everything. Learn from people younger than you.
Yeah.
Learn from people older than you.
You know, that's a very good point because me personally, I don't really have that much friends my age. I always have older friend groups. You know, a couple of friend groups that are older than me. Like, you guys are even older than me, right?
Mm-hmm.
The reason why I have older friends is because they have a lot of wisdom, right? They have been through, you know, like the years that you're going through and they have experience, right? So you actually learn from them and like, I'll be back.
Alright guys, so this is it for the 15th episode of the SD Show. It was a pleasure to have the founders of Salam Fest here with me. And you know, we hope that you guys learned something from us. And we want to learn from you as much as possible as well. Any feedback that you have for the Salam Fest, please let us
yeah.
know. And we'll continue to improve this model and all the other models. And we want to see you grow, have our small businesses grow. And anything, any ventures that have our faith in the cornerstone of those things, you know, we want to have them grow as well. So inshallah, you know, we'll see you in the next episode and at the next Salam Fest, you know. Until then,
Salam.